This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Julia Brufke-Wanger, founder of Phoenix Tax Consultants, home of the Tax Tacklers. It's tax season, and I genuinely understand the complications and frustrations that go into preparing to file. I believe that taxes should not be a do-it-yourself activity. You should leave it to the professionals. My team of next-level tax experts can help you find a new way to do your taxes and a strategy to get top results. Schedule your virtual or in-person appointment today at TaxTacklers.com.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. Guru still will be at the watch party tonight at Public Market Emeryville. Come on out, watch the Warriors play the Kings. I'll be out there with Goo. We'll have some fun. We'll watch it on the big screen. Have a beer or two. Have a good time. Talk sports. Mac Jones has been signed by the San Francisco 49ers. 2 years, $7 million, $5 million guaranteed. And I just, this is why, to me, I love talking sports. Because I've just been looking at some of the texts and what's been coming in on the YouTube. And there are a lot of people who support what you've been saying is, when I saw they signed Mac Jones, I thought, okay, they got a backup quarterback. When I saw they signed Mac Jones, I felt like, huh, I think they're up to something here. And when you put Kyle Shanahan's track record of dealing with quarterbacks into the equation, I kind of don't put anything past him or the Niners at this point, especially following an offseason in which they're clearly money conscious.
Yeah.
So if they're money conscious, one of the reasons they're money conscious is because they know, or they feel like they may have to pay Brock Purdy a lot of money, and maybe there's a way to forestall that. And maybe this is part of it in some way. That's what I want to talk about today at 888-957-9570.
Well, you asked what's your first reaction, like,
right,
when you heard the news. And I'm not going to lie, I chuckled a little bit because I don't think that Mac Jones is very good. The fact that the Jacksonville Jaguars would rather have Nick Mullins as their backup quarterback instead of him, you know, tells me what I need to know about him right now. But what I will say is it's a really good move for Mac. You get to be with a coordinator or a head coach that I think we all know now that he wanted him in the draft. Like, if there's one thing that we did learn about this, is it's confirmation that the rumors that were being spread by Schefter and all these insiders about Shanahan's affinity for Mac Jones in 2021, whenever they got Trey Lance, they were real.
Right.
Like, he did want Mac Jones, and then they decided to trade up to go get Trey Lance, and all the rest happened. But now, coming back to 2025, the one thing that I find fascinating about this and why I think they did it is because it gives them insurance. Like, with all due respect, Brandon Allen we saw last year. If you need him to win a game that you got to have, and I know it was kind of tough conditions. It was in Green Bay. I think Bosa was out. Ayuk didn't have. Trent was out. But, like, you had no chance in that game. You were dead in the water. Mac Jones, to his credit, has started as a quarterback. He's been a Pro Bowler before. So he gives you insurance. I'm just not sure. Stein, like, what are they doing? Like, what are the 49ers doing right now? They are purging themselves of every contract it feels like they've either not gotten productivity for or felt like has been overpaid.
Right.
And they haven't really replaced any of those players. Like, Mac Jones, to me, is... You can make of it what you want, but I guess I'm just not really sure what they're doing right now.
I think that's what's the interesting part of it, and I think that's one of the things that's got to be on the minds of 49er fans. I mean, this is the thing that I think's incredible about this. There's so many branches to it. For example, here's one thing I thought while you were talking. So if you're telling me that Kyle Shanahan wanted Mac Jones in 2021, and they moved up to 3, and they liked him, but then they were going to do a deep dive into the other guys who they thought might be there, which would have been Trey Lance and Fields. Then you're telling me that Kyle Shanahan wanted to draft Mac Jones, but was overruled. And that would fly in the face of everything we've heard about how Kyle Shanahan is the guy who is making these kind of decisions. And maybe if we look back, we start to realize that it was Lynch's call on the trade for Garoppolo, and maybe it was somebody else's call to draft Trey Lance instead of Mac Jones. That's one thing that crossed my mind in terms of Kyle Shanahan. And so if you're telling me he wanted Mac Jones 4 years ago, they didn't get him, that tells me, well, I guess Shanahan wasn't completely and utterly running the show if he really felt strongly about Mac Jones.
I mean, the biggest difference was the physical traits. I mean, you know, Mac Jones is, well, his strengths are being able to read defenses, make quick decisions. He's just immobile. Like, he's a statue of a quarterback, even at the young age that he is. What do you give me for this, though? All right, why did they have to pay Christian McCaffrey and Trent Williams more so last offseason? Both of those players still had years left. They were non-guaranteed, but years left. Why did they have to pay them?
I think because they thought they needed them. They were in a Super Bowl window, and they thought they absolutely, positively needed both those guys to make a Super Bowl run, and because they did earn and have had a certain stature in the league that kind of demanded that the 49ers had to deal with them, because we are talking about two players, one that many felt was the best running back in football a year or two ago, and another one that everyone agrees is one of the all-time great offensive linemen. So maybe they did it out of respect for everything they've done in the past, with the pairing that with, well, we can't win a Super Bowl without him.
I also think it's because they literally had no other option.
Okay.
Like, there was no, I mean, I know Jalen Moore just got paid by the Chiefs, but with all due respect, like, Trent, the drop off between Trent Williams and your next left tackle is massive. As we saw between McCaffrey, Jordan Mason was solid, but you saw how bad they were in the red zone when Christian McCaffrey was not on the football field. I think this is a dangerous game if they're going to try and play it, but this is the only avenue that I can kind of look into and say, all right, this is why you would get him to negotiate. It's because last year, Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey had you by the you-know-whats because they knew that you had to pay them because nobody else was going to be able to give you something close to what they could do. Now, with Brock Purdy, maybe Kyle Shanahan does believe that he could get something similar out of Michael McCorkle Jones as he could Brock Purdy. I think that's dangerous. I think.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That is a very dangerous way to play this. And again, I do believe they just signed him to be a backup quarterback. But if you're looking at the positions that they got pretty much bent over by last year, you can't afford to have that happen again to the most expensive position in football. And so maybe that's why they also got him.
Yeah, I look at it as though if you're telling me they're thinking about a soft reset and they looked at the players who have left here and said they haven't performed up to their contracts, let's say a Juszczyk last year, or you know, Leonard Floyd, all those guys that maybe Greenlaw, who was banged up, unfortunately. But maybe, to me, what they're also saying is we also have to assess the quarterback position the same way we assess every other position, and we just don't feel like Brock's worth $45-50 million. He's just not. And this now allows us a lot more leverage, not to mention, and this is where the cutthroat part comes in, Purdy's got no leverage. And you might not want to do business like that, but he really doesn't have any leverage.
I would argue that you just acquired his leverage. Like Brock,
you just acquired Brock's leverage.
Yeah.
How so?
Brock Purdy's agent says, you want Mac Jones to be your week one quarterback? Good luck with that.
No.
He's 20-29 as a starter.
No,
he's had one winning season. He's been a backup the last 3 years.
And I would think that Lynch would say, no, we brought him in to be a backup, but we got to look at the numbers with Brock.
Yeah.
We want Brock to be our quarterback, and we're prepared to pay him, you know, 25 or 30.
And Brock is, well, I don't know about Brock. Like, I don't know. I think that Brock Purdy is, he seems to me like the kind of guy that might not take everything. Like, I don't know. He doesn't appear to be the guy that would take a team to the woodshed the way that Ayuk or Trent did. But, like, you can't be disrespectful. I mean,
no, you're right.
$20 million a year for a quarterback is, that's beans. I mean, that's nothing, Steiny.
No, I know it is. But if you're in the middle of a reset and you want to get your books completely in order, this would be a way to do it by buying another year and seeing what you got. But I hear you. I just think it's interesting. And like I said, I was asking 49er fans. We're talking about the 49ers signing Mac Jones, and the first thing you thought, and I just am telling you the very first thing I thought was, oh boy, Purdy just took a big pay cut. That's just kind, for whatever reason, that's the way I viewed it. I believe in some way the 49ers now are sitting with Mac Jones, and it gives the 49ers an opportunity to say, not now, Brock. We'll give you a big raise, but it ain't going to be like a top 5 or 10 quarterback. We still need to see more. We thought you regressed last year, and we just can't make a huge mistake at quarterback.
Well, did anybody think that he was going to be able to replicate the numbers that he put up his second season?
Absolutely not. But this is like, this is, I would say to that, who knows what Kyle Shanahan sees irrespective of the stats? Because, I mean, you know, he thinks he knows, and he probably does. And
but that's the other part of this, too.
We never really know how he feels about quarterbacks.
No, but we also, I think we're getting the sense that Kyle Shanahan is being asked to take a step back. You know, the days of you running up to the GM's office to prevent a trade that you think may or may not happen reportedly are over. You know, they're stripping. I can't imagine that Kyle Shanahan is as happy about the front office relieving him of players that he believes are good. Like, whether you think that Debo's washed or Juszczyk is over the hill or all these guys that they're getting rid of, right? You know, Hargrave just signed with the Vikings. Leonard Floyd. Whoever you think.
Right.
Like, you still need to field a team. And there's only so much that you can do with again, the talent. That's why I brought up 2004 because this, all right, if you're saying that Brock Purdy is Jeff Garcia in this hypothetical, Mac Jones is Tim Rattay, and is if Terrell Owens would be Ayuk or Debo, hypothetically speaking, you're going to move to DeMarcus Robinson, who they also signed, to replace him. That's a dangerous game you're playing. And I understand that cash is a big part of this, and you're trying to move backwards. You're trying to reset your books. But if you actually want to, like, I'm just wondering if the Niners want to win this season, because nothing they've done so far this offseason has led me to believe that they're interested in winning more games than they did last year. They still have some good players. They still have Fred. They still have Nick. They still have, I guess, BA on the roster. You know, you still got Trent, CMC. You have top end paid players, but you're not getting any better right now. And in fact, it's like they're moving in the opposite direction. Like if last year they were all in,
right?
So far, it seems like they're all out.
Maybe, and I know this is a cliche, and we can dig into it further, but maybe they believe, you know what, we may have to take a little step back to take two or three steps forward, and that may take a year or so. I don't know. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Ryan in San Bernardino. I'm going to San Bernardino. Ring-a-ding-ding. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, my friends. How's everybody doing down there?
We're doing well, thank you.
Great.
Hey, I have rapid fire. You guys just stop me when you're ready.
All right.
I think that if the 49ers draft JT in the top 11, that would maximize CMC. We could split them out more. It would put Shanahan more in his dynamic. Also, the last time we won a Super Bowl, we had a Deion Sanders on our team. I think Shador is a better Brock Purdy. I don't see why we wouldn't trade up for Shador. It would only be a few spots. There's a power restructure going on. We could trade Ayuk. We're getting a million comp picks next year. Like, let's really redo it and not half-ass redo it. Mac Jones, $7 million versus Brock Purdy, $120 million. Like, that's $113 million we could spend elsewhere, and I love Brock Purdy. But let's do it all the way.
Good stuff. Appreciate it, Ryan. Of course, he means Genty, the running back from Boise State.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming you'd have to choose one of those options, right? You said either trade up for Shador or just use it on Genty. I mean, it does beg the question what they're going to do with that pick, like, because you need everything right now. I mean, you missed out on Joey Bosa, too. That was something else that happened.
Well, and that's another interesting one, because a lot of 49er media people, I don't know that they were assuming Joey Bosa was coming here, but they were feeling pretty good that they could get him if they wanted. And I think he went to Buffalo for what, 12-6, something like that, 12.6?
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm saying is, at what point are we going to acknowledge, you know what, this team is trying to save some money. They're trying to get, you can call them cheap, get their books in order, reset, any word you want, but that's kind of what I feel like is happening, and Brock may get caught up in it. He just may get caught up in it. I just now be surprised if they're going to pay Brock Purdy a big number like we were talking about now. Like, I just, you know, 60 feels like a joke now that we talked about at the beginning of the year. 50 seems very high. And, you know, 40 seems okay, but maybe not for them right here, right now.
Yeah, I mean, the people are going to, I think, overreact to the number no matter what it is. And I guess, to me, the Mac Jones signing is, I think it's independent of Brock. I think it's for necessity. You need a backup quarterback, and I think it's a great move for Mac Jones. You just saw what happened to Sam Darnold. He ended up parlaying that into a starting quarterback position and made the most of it and got paid. And now he's a Seattle Seahawk. We'll see how he does there. I don't see them as the same. I mean, like, Sam Darnold competed with Brock Purdy for the starting quarterback job and legitimately got beat out. You know, I would be hard-pressed to believe that they would have an open competition for quarterback unless Brock Purdy was injured. You know, I just don't think that Mac Jones is that good of a quarterback.
That's fair. Nobody thought Darnold was very good when they brought him in here, though.
No, but at least he had had other stops. And I mean, everyone always applauded Sam Darnold for his physical gifts. You know, there was no shortage of arm talent and size, and I think that's why everyone had always been in love with him. And then he proved in Minnesota that those tools were for real up until, I guess, you know, the last two games of the season. But I don't know. I just don't think that Mac Jones is someone that's here to compete for the starting quarterback job.
You know who? Well, he might not be here to compete for the starting quarterback job yet. Let's see how everything plays out with Purdy and whether he gets the contract he wants and the 49ers are willing to agree to a number that he agrees to. You know who Purdy's reminding me of a little bit?
Who?
It has nothing to do with playing style. It has to do with value, etc. Feels like he's turning into Jonathan Kuminga. And Kuminga was somebody that he could get 35-40. And you know what? The more I think about it, we may be looking at Jonathan Kuminga as a mid-level type guy. I mean, he's making seven now. He may get a three-year, $50 million contract, Kuminga. I think that's actually on the table.
Wow.
So, and maybe that's what's going on with Brock Purdy. I don't think it's unfair to wonder how much the 49ers really like Brock Purdy in light of the history of Shanahan and quarterbacks that we've watched since he got here.
Well, I think that if they're, like, what's their goal? If their goal is to move things back on the financial scale, to cheapen this roster and to truly rebuild it, well, then, yeah, I think you're onto something, because I'm not really sure where Brock Purdy would fit into that, unless you believe that he could be someone that can, I don't know, basically be a bridge and then quarterback whatever next iteration of the Niners you have. But yeah, like, if you're doing what it appears that they are, which is just stripping this thing down to the seams, well, then, yeah, I mean, I guess you don't need a quarterback because you're not trying to win. And maybe you do just try and tank. I just don't believe that's in John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan's nature. Like, I don't think that, mainly John Lynch. Kyle Shanahan, I don't know too much about, as I imagine he's competitive. But John Lynch is, I think he's as competitive as anybody. And the idea that he would just actively try to lose, or he would be the general manager of a team that was proactively trying to lose, that to me is, I got to see it to believe it.
And I would never say that they would ever acknowledge that, nor do I believe they would ever believe that, really. But I'm just saying, having seen Kyle Shanahan operate over the last 8 years, I wouldn't be surprised if he's the kind of coach that would tell John Lynch, I'll tell you what, just give me Mac Jones, I'll win as many games in here as with Brock Purdy. Now, it might sound ridiculous to us, and maybe he would never say such a thing, but there's always been something about Kyle Shanahan and quarterbacks, and This is the first opportunity. This is another opportunity for the 49ers to marry a guy at quarterback. And I feel like they might not make it long term. I mean, even when they re-signed, even when they extended Garoppolo, they built some stuff in there that they knew they could get off it if they wanted. And maybe that's what's going to happen to Purdy's contract. But
well, I think they'd be crazy to give him a 4 or 5 year deal. Like anything be long. But I don't think it's out of the question that you give him a 3 year contract. And if your team stinks anyways, you're going to be able to get. I mean, you're going to have all these. Apparently, comp picks are the sexiest thing on the market because right. The Niners are just stacking them left and right, which, by the way, they don't recoup until next year. Like, this idea that you're going to get rid of a bunch of guys and then just replenish them through the draft, that's going to take some time. And they have a lot of picks this year to do so, but you know, going all in on the draft, while, yes, it's a way to replenish your coffers and have a lot of cheap labor, that's risky business. Like you really gotta hit on those guys. And maybe this team believes with better picks and better positioning they can do that. But I mean, you just said goodbye to a lot of proven players, even if they weren't making or weren't giving you as much as you wanted them to.
Well, I'm looking at the YouTube chat. I got Sammy K saying Steiny's crazy. I got Adrian Gutierrez saying stop it, Steiny.
I think it was more about the JK stuff.
Oh. Well, let's stick to to Mac Jones. I think there's got to be more here than meets the eye in terms of, well, we just brought him in to be a backup. Nothing to see here. To use Goo, is this something that raised your eyebrows and got you to thinking a lot of different things, or nothing to see here? Mac Jones, yeah, they just got him to be a backup. I don't know. 888-957-9570 is the number. Niner fans, where are you on this one? Am I looking too deep into it? Or do you think there's stuff going on that maybe we don't know about? 888-957-9570. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment was also brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.